some people dream of being on one of those yachts on Below Deck. You watch that show and you're like, how cool would that be? Well, Alex P. Taylor is a lifestyle TV personality, actually got to live that dream. How do they call you? How do they say, like, come on our yacht?
I was responding to a casting call 2 years ago now. Amazing, right?
Yeah.
And finally, here I am.
So, I mean, you sent an email randomly 2 years ago, and what, nothing?
They did respond and said, hey, we love your story, but we just casted the season that we're working on. Can we reach back out to you in October? I was like, okay, you know, we'll see if they actually do that.
Right, because a lot of times they say that.
Yeah, like,
right.
Whatever. So in October, they reached out right around my birthday and said, hey, can you put a group together? And we would end off leaving for the show that March.
The first episode aired on Bravo this past Monday, and the next one will air this coming Monday.
Yes.
So, and you went to Grenada, which I feel like is
beautiful.
So you
got to say Grenada.
It's Grenada.
Grenada.
Okay, well, he was there.
Because there's two different, if you say that, it's in another area completely.
And they get mad.
Really?
They're like, no, no.
Well, they're like, Grenada sucks.
Geographically, it's a
Grenada.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, so they fly you there. This is your first time leaving the country.
Yes, I mean, unbelievably. Like, let's talk about a huge double whammy. First time leaving the country, and first time doing a reality TV show. So there was a little pressure. I worked out a lot before this trip. I was going to the gym. I feel like I represented for the most part.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, it was a process thinking about like, hey, not only am I leaving, but this is going to be filmed, which I don't think I understood the magnitude of it because I do local news stations and I do different cooking segments. This is beyond.
Well, Below Deck is a thing.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
So, I mean, it's obviously a thing, right? If it gets its hooks into you, like you're watching all the time.
And they made you pretend it was Christmas?
Well, what they actually do is they make us all fill out preference sheets.
Yeah.
What would be the ideal theme? What would be your ideal food?
Yeah.
And being an event planner for a really long time, I said, hey, I would love to recreate some of the holidays, Christmas and New Year's Eve. And they were like, hey, that's a great idea. Let's run with it.
Sorry, so now we have chocolate here. Where's this chocolate from? Can I finally put it in my mouth?
You absolutely can.
Yeah.
Yes, you can. This is from one of our stops in the show. You'll see this in the first episode. We stopped at Tri Island Chocolate Factory in Grenada. Owner Aaron, he shipped this up for us to try during this interview and said, hey, I want a sample of the chocolate honeycomb. We have some chocolate rum truffles. And then I think we also have some chocolate bars.
This chocolate bar,
so good.
Yeah. It looks like marbled. And I mean, you can taste the difference between anything you're getting anywhere else.
What's really cool about the Grenada area is that because of the rainforest climate, it becomes one of the best places to produce chocolate and make chocolate. And this chocolate farm, or cocoa plantation, I should say, family business, he gave us a really great lesson on all things chocolate.
One last question. They film 24/7. So does that mean like you don't sleep during that time? Like, what does
mean? You're wearing necklaces on the show, which are your wireless microphones. So you're walking around with those all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you use the bathroom, those are on you unless you figure out how to take them off.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, for us, the charter group is a little different from the crew. The crew are the ones that are working on the boat that are also heavily a part of the show. Where we sleep, there are no hidden cameras. The crew actually has hidden cameras where they sleep. I'll tell you, it really was the experience of a lifetime.
I'm sure it was. If you want to see Alex P. Taylor on Below Deck, you can watch this past Monday's episode or coming up on Monday, the new episode on Bravo.
Yeah, and actually, I'd love to add, you can see some exclusive behind-the-scenes pics at alexptaylor.com or on my Instagram page at alexptaylor1. The one's important because I'm the one.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.